It's still a Super Saturday of JD Cymru Premier action. There's still one very interesting area to fight for, and I think it's going to be the first thing that we talk about, Jonah. The sixth spot technically still available. Chris Hughes, can they hold on to that top six?
I think they'd be favourites, Mark. I think, you know, if you said to Chris Hughes at the start of the season, if you said to Newtown at the start of the season, you're going to go into the last game before the split. You're at home to Airbus and you need a point. Hughesy would have snapped your hand off at the beginning of the season for this. So I think they will be favourites to get the result, at least a point on Saturday, and I'd be surprised if they don't.
Well, it's the game that S4C has chosen to keep an eye on. But saying that, Jonah, let's not decry Airbus, because they were involved in a ding-dong game against Carmarthen and they still need the points to get themselves further away from that drop zone.
You're correct, Mark. I mean, it was a brilliant comeback by Airbus. That shows, you know, when you're the manager then, when you're Steve O'Shaughnessy, you know, just showing that their boys got, you know, a bit about them, a bit of guts. I mean, they're going down to Carmarthen. There's a bottom of the table clash. They're 2-0 down. Everything's looking rosy in the garden for Carmarthen, but they fight back with two great goals. So, you know, it just shows that they're up for the fight. And listen, they'll want, like you said, every point is absolutely vital now. Looks like they're in a three-way scrap at the moment. But, you know, they got the likes of Alex Darlant, and it looks like he hit a beautiful goal on Saturday. And don't forget, he's ex-TNS, and he was a class player at TNS a couple of years ago. Got the big man Andy Owens, again, getting in, you know, regularly on a score sheet. They got the young kid George Pears as well. So, listen, they're not down. They're not down at all yet. So it's a big game. So as much as Newtown need the point to get in and claim sixth place, Airbus need the points to stay up. So they could be fighting twice as hard. Who knows?
And you mentioned Darlington there. Obviously, Airbus dipping in the transfer market for him. Also getting Craig Rogers as well. So an intention, an acknowledgement they perhaps need to strengthen. And the bosses are getting the chequebook out.
Yeah, you can't fault them. You know, they're showing that they want to stay in the league. They took, you know, they went out to the league and they're back up, and they don't want to be a yo-yo team. They're desperate to stay in it. That's the same at Pennebont, as the same at Carmarthen. And this is going to be one hell of a scrap. I mean, there's a long way, 11 games to go, obviously. That's 33 points to play for. So nothing is settled yet. There's only 4 or 5 points between, you know, loads of teams, so it could all change. If somebody went on a great run of like maybe a little bit like Kevin Druids did a bit mid-season when they had 6 out of 7 wins, I think it can change a season. So there's a lot of football still to be left in this league yet, but for Newtown, they got to get over the line with a point to make sure they're top six. And for Airbus, every point is vital, so nothing will be given away.
Well, Nathan Wolfe has joined Airbus on loan from the Nomads. Let's hear from him.
Obviously, I've been here a second time now. We're coming back after getting promoted last year. So, yes, feel good.
Obviously, there's been a bit of a struggle with form and stuff. How do you think you can change that?
And just working your hardest, really, isn't it? There's nothing that's going to change, you know. Like, obviously, try and chip them with a few goals and assist to, get a few points on the table. But, yeah, it's working hard with the team and listening to what the bosses want and doing my magic.
Are you hopeful for the rest of the season then, now you've signed again?
Yeah, definitely. That's the challenge, to stay up. Like, promotion it was last year. We're staying up now and pushing on in the league, which will be just as big an achievement as last year.
Okay, Jonah, back to the Newtown situation. If Newtown don't get that draw and they lose, which one of the teams below, Metz or Druids, do you fancy to take that spot?
Well, Metz, I mean, I was talking to Christian after the game Saturday, and sometimes you need a little bit of luck to even get the stuff like top six. And maybe the Metz luck might have changed a little bit with that goal on Saturday. I mean, it was a freak goal away it went in, but I'll tell you what a fantastic first touch it was, mine by Will Evans. He whipped the cross in and it just bounced and killed it. You know, it's ruined the keeper, unfortunately, for the young keeper. But his first touch, if you have a look at it again, it was brilliant. And maybe that's a bit of luck that Christian might think and the boys might think they could get him over the line. Like you said, Airbus won't give up. Airbus are going to try and get anything they can at Newtown. Carnarvon will be the same against Cardiff Met. And the Druids will be the same. They most probably got the hardest fixture. The Druids are going to Ballot, but all three teams will definitely want that sixth spot. I see, like I said, I see Newtown most probably getting a point against Airbus, but the Met and the Druids, they won't be giving up.
Well, it was a bit of a freaky goal, wasn't it, for the Met? Let's hear from Dylan Rees after that Ballot game.
We've been hard done by a bit of bad luck recently, so it swung our way in the end. It's not a shot, it's a cross, 100%, but they all count, and we succeed well in 3 points here.
Still gives you a chance at top six, maybe an outside chance, but you go down to the last game.
Yeah, as always, we leave it late. Do it the hard way, as always. But no, I think on our day, we can beat anybody, so I'm really looking forward to next week now, yeah.
And that sort of result against a top three side gives you confidence for the rest of the season?
Yeah, without a doubt. Ballot are a great side, they prove that every year. But yeah, a win today has put us right in the mix, so hopefully we can do the business next week.
And I did ask your manager, will you be having any money on Will Evans for goal of the month?
Not a chance. He said, I ran over to him, he said, I don't want it.
So the Druids caught themselves on the wrong end of a resurgent Penabont.
Yes, Mark. I mean, a 3-2 win, a great free kick to win it from Kano, and he's bent it on the wall. He's deadly from them sort of free kicks, and he proved his worth with that trusted left foot. They've made some good signings. Griff. I think he's done his work well. He got Ash Morrison for a bit of experience in goal. He's brought in Ashley Evans from Merthyr, who's been a good player in this league, like we said last week. I think he's got to make another couple of signings as well, just to make the competition, harder and harder. And I mean, they go to ABBA this week, Penabont, and that could be a big game, because don't forget now, they will play ABBA three times in the next 11 games, and there will be 9 massive points between these two teams.
Yes, Aberystwyth, probably the most Jekyll and Hyde side we've seen for a number of seasons. Let's hear from the man who beat Carnarvon single-handedly on Friday for them, Mark Williams.
Carnarvon are a great side, and they're really good at home, so that's a big performance by us, 3-0 away from home. A little bit too late in terms of obviously where we are in the league, but it's a step in the right direction. I thought the three new lads really added something to us. We were busy around the park, played some good football, and I think we deserved the 3-0, so hopefully we can push on now.
Not a bad night personally either.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes. You go through goal droughts. Naturally, I do find myself more as an attacking mid and dropping in. But along with, down as a striker, I've got to chip in with goals. So it's nice to get a couple tonight, maybe three, depending on the goal panel. But it's been a long time getting a few goals. So hopefully that can give me some confidence moving forward.
You mentioned that it's a bit late to get to the top six, but that's a huge 3 points in the context of staying in this league, isn't it?
Of course it is, and when you look below the table, Carmarthen, Penabont, I think they've added well as well in the January window, so it's important that, we go in the right direction. There's no reason why, we can just look at seventh, not getting carried away, but if we can have a little run, got Penabont next week, which is, massive now in the context of the league. If we can pick up another win, you start looking at your Newtown or Coventry, whichever one is in seventh spot, and hopefully we can go in the right direction.
And genuinely, Jonah, I have not seen such a Jekyll and Hyde Aberystwyth or any side in recent memory. How can they stop this, winning massively against Carnarvon 1 minute and not being so great in other games the next?
They showed that ability. I mean, that's a brilliant win for them, by the way. Any win like that. Don't forget, Carnarvon with the best home record in this league. And I know they lost a game there before, and their bubble, just, it's not great at the moment. But saying that, just on Carnarvon quickly, they're in the top six again. I think Eardley's done a great job. I think Carnarvon have done a great job. So they're in. You have to congratulate them, because they were in a race for six up until last week, but they're over the line now, so well done to Carnarvon. But like you said, ABBA, consistency is the key. If you can get, 9 or 10 of your players getting that 8 out of 10 every week instead of 8 1 week and sixes and fives another couple of weeks, you just got to get that consistency. But there's talent at that, but I think the boys, the management staff, they're doing well and they're bringing it out. If they can only keep the consistency, they could be a strong finisher at the end of the season.
Yeah, I know Sean Eardley was disappointed after that Carnarvon result on Friday and perhaps the week before as well. Saying on Twitter, you know, he feels he was probably letting the fans down by not securing that top six spot quickly. But we know how tough that league is. It probably was going to take time. It was no guarantee. You know, at the end of the day, like you say, they've crossed the line, haven't they?
Mark, the top teams in this league now, and at the start of the season, I think, by the way, if Newtown do get over the line, I think I'm right in saying it'll be the first time since the league started the top six will be exactly the same top six as the year before. So that's consistency from the top teams if they do make it. Carnarvon, likes of Carnarvon, Barry, I think you would expect TNS, obviously, Connors Quay, maybe Barry, they're sort of expectant top six teams. But the likes, you know, Barry, I think I expected Barry to get in again. They've got in and done well. Carnarvon, to get in again, I think they've done really well.
And the Nomads, obviously very happy and delighted with getting those last-minute goals at Barry. Let's share the thoughts of Danny Holmes.
Conditions were terrible, so we had to grind it out in the first half and then kept plugging away in the second half, and luckily he came near the end there for us.
You know, the new Saints have been scoring quite a few late goals recently to keep the pressure on yourself. So how important in the context of the title race were those two late goals this afternoon?
Obviously, we go into every game looking to win, and they can do whatever they want. We just concentrate on ourselves and take each game as it comes, really.
We'll have to concentrate on them next weekend.
Of course, yes. So all our focus will be on them next week, and hopefully we can go there. We're 1 point behind them now, so we can put a little bit of pressure on them next week and see how far we go.
You've been here for a number of seasons now, Danny, and the gap between the new Saints and yourselves has been getting less and less and less. Is there genuine feeling here in Connors Quay that this is your year?
No, we, like I said, we take each game as it comes, and I think that's obviously the quality of the league has got a lot better from the last time I was here. So that's testament to the league, and that's the way it is. We're a little bit closer this year, so hopefully we can put a bit more pressure on them.
And from a personal point of view, you were nominated for Player of the Month, so there's still quite a bit of life left in those old eggs, my man.
Yeah, it is. I think it's because it got me, obviously, scored the goal, but I think it's good to see defenders in there because, obviously, we like to keep clean sheets, and we've done that quite a lot this season. So it's good that I was, obviously, in the half for it, and it was my birthday and stuff like that on the same week, so it was quite a good week for me.
Mark, I mean, it's a top game on the weekend. TNS and Connors Quay first against second. It's a brilliant game. You know, TNS with 47 points, Connors Quay with 46, two late goals on Saturday. Like you said, Connors Quay staying right on the tails of the, you know, the champions. And a few of their players, as per, you know, this league now, we seem to be attracting Football League scouts at most games. I think there were the likes of Blackburn and Barnsley there Saturday watching. I think they're watching Priestley Farquharson. So is another, you know, player in this league standing up to be counted and trying to make himself a top career.
Well, it's interesting you should raise that because, of course, we had the South Wales Derby a couple of days ago and Ben Cabango playing for Swansea. We have to remember it wasn't that far away. It was this time last year, I think. He was in a TNS shirt and doing very well for them. We've got Doidge ripping it up north of the border. We're in very interesting times for ex Welsh Premier League Cymru Prem players, aren't we?
Yes, Mike. I mean, Christian Doidge, ex Carmarthen, you know, he's got a chance. I think he was Player of the Month in Scotland 1 year last month, so he must have an outside chance. Bradshaw's getting goals all the time, and I think, you know, Cabango, brilliant. I think if Cabango were to get into the Welsh squad, I think it'd be fantastic. Fantastic for TNS as well, because that was his education for a year. And he, you know, he said as well when he went back, and Swansea were very happy with him, with his, you know, being educated as a centre-half at TNS. So it would be fantastic. And there's a few more boys around the circuit as well. I had David Cornell on loan when I was at Port Talbot, lucky enough, and he's now at Northampton. And I think you know a little bit about Northampton, Mark, but he is, at the moment, being seen as the best keeper in League Two.
He is the best keeper in League Two. And, you know, you've got to have a word with your mate Ryan next time you're in the office and say to him, I cannot for the life of me understand why he hasn't chosen Di Cornell as the number two for the squad or to get him in the squad, because he's been in phenomenal shape for Northampton. I mean, if anybody wants to see what Di Cornell's been like, just go back and look at highlights of some of the games recently. He pulled off a spectacular save against Salford over the weekend. And he's just been absolutely rock solid this season. And I know he's been in the Wales squad before a few years ago, but I think he has been left out and missed. And I genuinely think that guy who played for you down at Portalbet on loan from Swansea City definitely deserves a crack. I know this is not technically a Cymru Prem issue, although he one time, of course, he was Welsh Premier League player, and I think he's well worth looking at, Di Cornell. So I think we all need to, you know, rally around another Welsh Premier League player in Di Cornell and persuade the boys in the national team to have a look at him.
Hey, listen, why not? I think it is, isn't it? I think it is a a Cymru Premier issue because, like you said, he played in our league, and anybody who's played in our league, we want him to do well, especially on the international stage. So, yeah, keep it going, Dave. I'm sure, you know, we made all the difference to whether you could get a Welsh cap or not in them 6 weeks at Port Talbot. Thank you very much.
What did you tell him one day when he was rubbish? Don't do that to me again, was it?
Well, no, he was okay, Corny. All safe hands.
Well, look, plenty of talent coming from our league and now look like they're going to land up in the national team, which is great. Talking about talent, and a very nice man he is too. We'll finish off this podcast by catching up with Danny Gossett. Well, we didn't. Gwyn Derfel did a couple of days ago. Legend in the Cymru League, and now, as you know, is fighting a battle against cancer. So look, Gwyn caught up with him the other day to find out how he is. What's the latest?
We're sitting in a cafe in Carnarvon, and you're looking well, rosy cheeks. But give us an update on your condition at the moment.
Yeah, so everything's going well at the moment. Just taking every day as it comes. I've finished the chemotherapy treatment, which is good. I think that's the hard part. So hopefully I get the results that I want from the previous scans in the coming two weeks, and then we'll be moving on to the radiotherapy hopefully.
And I've spent quite a bit of time with you before we've recorded this podcast, and what's blindingly obvious is your positivity.
Yeah, I think it's the sportsmanship that's drilled into me from a young age with football, that I give everything 110%, and I think with something like this, it's the positivity is key, and it's how you approach things mentally. So that is that's a major thing to help me keep going.
So what's the time scale of your recovery then, Danny?
So I think it's a little bit, I'm not too sure at the moment, so it's the case of finishing all the treatment and then seeing the bone specialist and hopefully getting about the fracture that I've got in the femur to the rehab process. There's not really a time on it, so just take it as it comes really and trying to build it back up.
And I know the messages that you've had from the Cymru Premier football family have been of a great encouragement to yourself.
Yeah, definitely. It's been absolutely amazing, all the support. And I'm grateful to everyone who's helped along the way with the Just Giving pages and the fundraising that we've been doing. If there's anything that I could do in this situation is to raise some awareness and try and give something back. Thank you to everyone.
And I know Andrew, one of your best friends, has been very busy promoting the Just Giving page, and that's how you'd encourage people to contribute?
Yeah, Andrew's been fantastic, actually. He's full of ideas. The Just Giving page is going well. We've got it on Twitter, and the football family have been absolutely amazing. Everyone's been sharing it and getting involved as well, so that's good to see.
So what's the long-term goal, Danny?
For me, it's obviously health, I think, is the most important thing. So get myself back on track and then see where I get built back up and hopefully be back playing soon, which I know I will be. But in the meantime as well, if I can give a little back and think of different things for different cancer charities, because I know there's the hospitals, the nurses, there's some fantastic work that's going out there. It's going on out there. If I can contribute to that in some way, then I'll be very happy. Yeah.
Two seasons ago, you represented Wales C. The next game is on the horizon in Carnarvon. And I know that's a bit of an inspiration to yourself.
Yeah, definitely. That's 100% one of the highlights of my career up to now. And I've actually got the shirt on my bedroom wall, and I see it every day, and I visualise myself actually playing back in that shirt one day, hopefully. So I know the lads have been putting a lot of work in up to now, and hopefully they'll get what they want and get picked for the team, because it is an absolutely amazing experience. Really enjoyed it, and I'll definitely be at the game in Carnarvon to be supporting.
Well, you're more than welcome to be a guest of the Cymru Premier, at that game, Danny, and on behalf of everybody associated with the league, it's fantastic to see you looking so well. It's absolutely fantastic to be in your presence with such a positive attitude. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Diolch yn fawr.
And look, Jonah, we all love him. There's been bucket collections for him in virtually every club, I think. He is very well respected and always was as a player. And one of the interesting things he says there, Jonah, is one of the things that's kept him going, or his long-term vision, is to be back in a Wales C shirt with you.
Yeah, it's fantastic to hear. Absolutely fantastic to hear. He's, you know, he's got a massive battle on. We all know he's got a massive battle on. But, you know, if his heart in the battle is anything like he was as a footballer, there's only one way that's going to go. And we definitely, you know, fingers crossed for Danny. He's a top man. We want to see him back on the pitch.
We're all on his side. He's got a lot of people on his side. All the best, Danny, and I know we'll catch up with you again soon. We will be back in 7 days, looking back at how that last round of the first set of fixtures went and looking forward to what may happen in the next period. Until then, say goodbye, Jenna.
Yes, all the best, Mark, and good luck to everybody on the final game this weekend.